Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. The government of Nagaland will accord a state funeral service to Advisor for Information and Public Relations and Soil and Water Conservation Imkong L. Imchen, who passed away in Guwahati yesterday. The funeral service will be held at his official residence in Kohima at 9:30 a.m., after which the mortal remains of the departed leader will be taken to Mangmeton village, Mogokchun, where the final rites will be performed tomorrow. The state funeral service will be streamed live on the official YouTube channel of DIPR Nagaland. Condolence messages continue to pour in from state ministers, MLAs, political parties, organizations and individuals, including the Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, Ausendan and Kohima Press Club, among others, mourning the loss of the veteran leader. Presiding officers from across the Northeast reaffirmed their commitment to parliamentary democracy, inclusive development and regional cooperation at the 22nd Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 Conference held from November 9 to 13. A 9-point resolution was unanimously adopted, emphasizing the legislators' resolve to strengthen people's participation in governance and align regional growth with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Acknowledging the center's initiatives under the Act East policy, the members called for an enhanced budget allocation to make the Northeast a growth engine for Viksit Bharat 2047. Recognizing the region's geopolitical importance as India's gateway to ASEAN, the House urged for an exclusive targeted development program to promote socio-cultural and economic partnerships with ASEAN nations. Expressing solidarity with Nagaland, the House supported the upgradation of Kohima Medical College to a central institute and the proposal for Jethu Airport to boost regional connectivity. The members also resolved to adopt climate-resilient policies, develop state-level climate action plans, and collaborate on establishing a research center on climate change. The House also strongly condemned the November 10 bomb blast at Red Fort, New Delhi, and expressed condolences to the victims. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has expressed strong concern over the reimposition of the protected area permit in the state, calling it unfortunate and detrimental to tourism, investment and the overall image of Nagaland. Speaking at a program in Kohima yesterday, the Chief Minister said that despite significant progress and development in the state, Nagaland continues to be classified as a disturbed area under the Armed Forces Special Powers Act due to the unresolved Naga political issue.
How this restricted area permit came, it is all about so-called Naga insurgents, the Naga political boom, and also the Armed Forces Special Power Act, ASPA, which we call it Dragon Law. It still exists in our state, and even our state is known as disturbed state because Naga issue is not resolved. So over the years, things have improved. Development is taking places and are going, boys and girls getting education, and apparently good things are happening. But just because Naga issue is not resolved, all this exists.
Reiterating that Nagaland has been witnessing peace and progress, the Chief Minister urged for an early resolution of the Naga political issue so that such labels and restrictions no longer hinder the state's growth. He emphasized that the solution must be acceptable, honorable and inclusive, reflecting the collective aspirations of the Naga people. Mr. Rio further expressed optimism that the talent and potential of Naga youth, scholars and professionals, the state will overcome these challenges and continue moving forward. And Advisor to the Chief Minister Abu Mehta has said that Nagaland has transformed the memories of war into a powerful message of peace. Engaging in a conversation on Remembrance Day observance in Kohima yesterday, Mr. Mehta reflected that the Naga people are now using the experience of war to tell the world that peace is the only option and that Nagas have become ambassadors of peace. Politician and author Mohonlal Mokikon said, "Remembrance Day was not just about the Naga people, but a tribute to all forces who fought in the Battle of Kohima." He also described the Kohima War Cemetery and the cathedral as powerful symbols of remembrance and peace. He also observed that British influence dating back to 1832 has left a lasting impact on the Naga's polity, culture and history, and noted that transition is underway from an age of indifference to an age of collaboration. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.